are echoes of the Ritva in the Abu Jiraham, but the Abu Jiraham says something very profound, I thought. So why don't we begin with that point, right? There's a general agreement here that what's at stake is a question of sequencing as opposed to, a zero-sum binary kind of a thing. But the Abu Jiraham really pioneered David a completely different perspective in the sugya, that the Nekuda HaMachlokes, you'll forgive me, I'll just call it Rav and Shmuel, he has it as Abaye and Rava, but it doesn't really matter, is what? What exactly is being debated? Well, the same thing that's always really being debated in the Gemara is the meaning of the Mishnah, right? When the Mishnah said, Maschal B'gnus and Misayim B'Shavach, we wanted to know what that meant, right? That's what the Gemara actually is. It's a commentary on the Mishnah. That's important to know. So the Mishnah said, Maschal B'gnus and Misayim B'Shavach, so it's an understanding of what that meant. Okay, so David, go ahead. We have two different perspectives.
You mean just Rav and Shmuel?
Yeah, no, how did the Abu Jiraham think about that machlokas?
Oh, right. I think he said that there was a chiyuv of Shavach that it almost became kind of independent of Yetziat Mitzrayim.
Very good. Okay. Whether or not the din of Maschal B'gnus and Misayim B'Shavach is really within Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim or is an additional din. So, of course, Rav will tell you the shita associated with Rav, what he calls the shita of Abaye, will tell you that, yeah, of course you have to do Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's obvious. Right, but there's a separate mechayev of maschal b'gnos, you know, ve'af al pichein kirvanu hamakom le'avodaso, you know, how Kadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite chesed, you know, took compassion upon us lowly creatures, and ein lecha gnos gadol mi avadim mitzchila of the avodazara hayu avosenu. It's an independent din. Of course, it exists alongside Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas Shmuel thought, no, Maschal B'gnos and Misayim B'Shevach, that's the narrative arc of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Machlokes. So what we do is we paskin like Shmuel, or is a little bit easier for him, because he says, oh, we paskin like Rava, especially since Rav Nachman endorses that view. It's, again, a little strange the way that, you know, that would work out historically, because Rav Nachman would have been the generation before, but whatever. So, the end result is we start off with, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Gnos, and then we sort of, you know, expand very similar to the perspective of the Ritva in terms of what ultimately ends up happening. But the lamdus is really very different. The lamdus is maschal b'gnos v'achshav kirvanu hamakom le'avodaso me'ashpos yarim evyon ve'en lecha evyon gadol mi oved avodazara. Because spiritually speaking, there is complete and utter destitution, and that's a separate din maschal b'gnos u'misayim b'shevach. Okay, so that's where we had left things off. Now, responding to precisely the same point with a completely different orientation, there's a piece in the Griz. So let's take a look. Okay, so this is in the Simon Reish Tesvav. So Rav Elbel has the same basic issue that the Abu Jiraham took up, which is what in the world is going on in our Gemara, but he wants to fold it back in to, you know, the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shimi, you want to do the honors here?
Sure. Ana, Ana, ha demazkirim Yetzias Mitzrayim be'kriyas Shema. And of the Avodah Zarah, let's see for Yitzias Mitzrayim, ach le...
Lefi Masha Kasavnu, Lefi Masha Kasavnu.
Lefi Masha Kasavnu, hare kol Yitzias Mitzrayim hu lema'an kabal as mocho uso yisbarach, v'lachayin tzarech lesapesh ur shemitchila hayu avosinu of the Avodah Zarah v'ata Yitzianu Mitzrayim v'kabalnu as
the Torah. Right, so in terms of the question is really precisely the same question that animated the Abu Dhram and led the Abu Dhram to really fascinating conclusion, right, of an independent din of Maschal Begnos and Messiah B'Shevach. So Revelvel took the same basic problem, our Gemara, right, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, and actually argued, She'en Lecha Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim Gedola Mizel. So it's a very elegant kind of a piece here, Revelvel. What he's trying to do, and you could debate the point, obviously, but what he's trying to do is to extrapolate from A to B. Okay, so let's again, you know, this is what we're here to do. This is our bread and butter. We're trying to analyze the lumdus. So basically, what Revelvel is arguing is mi de A nishma la Y. What is A, or what is B? What is X? What is Y? Eitan?
We can learn to see where it's going. Sorry,
just a little sharper, half a step sharper. You got it's like, you know, it's first and goal. Just not so much from Kriyat Shema, but from, I mean, Kriyat Shema, yes, but just say it a little bit more precisely. You're saying it. Yeah, go ahead.
From the presence of Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema.
Yes, yeah, from Zechiras Yitzhak Mitzrayim Nishma Lasipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Okay. So go ahead, Eitan, explain what you mean.
That the fact that we are Zohar Yitzias Mitzrayim within Kriyat Shema shows that they have to have something in common, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is about Kabbalah Salam Achlo Shemayim, and so that must mean that that's the entire goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then it makes sense that Rav would say that the Gnus to the Shavach is a change in Kabbalah Salam Achlo Shemayim.
Good. Well done, Eitan. So, Eitan, let's just take half a step back. What you said is all true. What was sort of the antecedent to Revelvel's, you know, line of analysis? There's a lacuna. We talked about this a little bit last year. But just review it for us. What's sort of the lacuna that got Revelvel thinking in that direction? Everybody agrees it's a mitzvah d'oraisa twice a day, right? Laman tizkor yom tizcha meitzvayim kol yimei chayecha, yimei chayecha hayamim kol yimei chayecha. Right, lahavias halelos, right? That's it. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? You know, harei ani kiven shivim shana v'lo zachisi shetam ritzias mitzrayim v'halelos ad shegia ben zoma, right? So the only problem is, Eitan, go ahead.
That it doesn't make any sense to do that in Kriyat Shema.
Right, and if you will, right, the Gemara in Brachos quotes the tradition, the minhaga, the b'nei ma'arava, who excised it from Kriyat Shema. And as a matter of fact, just, you know, since it's Revelvel, you know, probably the greatest, you know, evidence of all is, this is, we talked about this a little bit last year. Ilan, go ahead. Okay, I mean, even before that, just the fact that the Rambam...
He doesn't quote a mitzvah of
Schiris. Yeah, right. It's an otherwise inexplicable omission from the Sefer HaMitzvah. So that's what got everybody, you know, moving in that direction. He says, oh, you know, really, it's an intrinsic part of the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim theme of Kriyat Shema. No, it's true. Everybody's moda that Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is most acutely felt in the first paragraph, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. I mean, the Rambam himself in Hilchos Kriyat Shema talks about that. You know, you have, you know, Avaso and Yehudo and Avaso and, you know, Talmudo, Shio Ikar Agadol, Shekol Taloibo. That's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim for the Rambam. Then you have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos and you have Zechiras Kol Mitzvos. But clearly, right, because the Rambam sort of thinks that the whole thing, Kriyat Shalosh Parshios Elu, Yanikres Kriyat Shema, so everything is under the basic koseres of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, in terms of the Zechira, Ani Hashem B'keichem, Asher Atzeisu, Chavetz Meretz Yisrael, Lios, Lacham, Lelokim, is teleological in nature. Yitzias Mitzrayim was for a purpose. Right? So the Ramban happens to agree with this also. The Ramban says this twice in two different places. Once in Parshas Va'era, right, Lukachtem Eschem Li La'am, the Ramban just comments very quickly, Zomam and Har Sinai, He also says it in Parshas Yisro, of course, right? In the context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha, Meretz Yitzrayim, Beis Avadim, right? The Ramban refers to that, interestingly, as Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, and references there, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha, Meretz Yitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Elokim, then an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Anochi, or Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, for the Ramban, is a commitment to perform the mitzvos. So what Revelvel is basically saying is, look, Rav had this idea, not at the level of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim alone, but he actually had this idea in the level of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what point would there be to leaving Egypt, you know, if it was only about, you know, Avda, you know, Demapik Le Rabba Le Cherusa V'yayiv Le Kaspo Dehava, who cares? That would be like an interesting national liberation story, but it would have nothing to do with being a member of a Mamachas Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. So Revelvel thinks that what Rav was trying to argue was that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is certainly an expanded, no doubt that it's expanded, no doubt that it has other choreographical elements. He's operating within the tradition of his father, so we'll talk about that, right? You know, Sheila Tshuva and other such things. But that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim's, like, you know, nuclear core was already determined by Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim says that Yetzias Mitzrayim had a point. Lios Lachem Lelokim. Hence, Rav said, the real story here is, of course, Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu, V'achshav Kirvanu HaMakom LaVodah. So that's the real story. It's not about the freedom from Egyptian bondage per se. That was a detail within the story. But the real story is Lios Lachem Lelukim, if you will, you know, as we'll return to a little bit later on, days from now, right? Mishchu kechu, mishchu yideichem b'avodah zarah, v'hidabku b'mitzvos. Like the Mechilta. So the Abadram and Revelvel are starting in the same place, which is, this is inexplicable. Mitzchilov d'avodah zarah yovoseinu. And they're ending up in precisely opposite locations. Folding Rav back into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think that's the real Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mide Zechira Nishma Le Sipur. That's Revelvel's analysis. The Abudram will tell you, no. Maschil Begnos Simisayim B'Shevach. There could be no greater Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to talk about, you know, the ultimate Me'ashbos Yarim Evyon. Ve'en Lecha Evyon Gadol Me'avod Ezara. You know, my terminology. And so that will take place alongside Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's an independent din. And what drove the Abadram to that, again, as many of you pointed out, all of what you said was true, that it's a kiyum in Shevach HaVakadosh Baruch Hu. And so, you know, if there's a Shevach HaVakadosh Baruch Hu in terms of extracting us from Egypt, so, you know, this is a good time to mention the ultimate Shevach HaVakadosh Baruch Hu, an independent din of Maschal Gnus, of Mitzchila, of the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avosenu. Okay, so you can see here just a really, really good, very instructive, illustrative example of how you start with the same question, and reasonable people, you know, Chachmei HaMasorah, can end up in opposite places in terms of their lambdas, but they're really responding to the same basic data, the same basic phenomenon, and you just have to be willing, you know, if you're available, to make the assumption that the underlying logic of Zechira should adhere and maintain, even when you're dealing with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, he writes it, you know, very compellingly, very convincingly. You know, I've had my doubts about this over the years. I'll share them. Did anybody else have a certain reservation conceptually with this notion that the, you know, basic framework of Zechira is dispositive for Sipur? Something that always bothered me about this idea. Nothing that bothered me about the idea. I'm totally convinced of it as MS Lamito in terms of mitzvahs, zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, and one the Rambam didn't enumerate it, and the practice of b'nei ma'arava, and I think that's like overwhelming, and the Ramban. But the idea that that should be true of Sipur, I'm always a little bit mistayeg. Ben Sion, what was?
I mean, I would think that Sipur is more than Talmud Torah, so I'm thinking that like that's not really the direction that it's going. It's not really Kabbalah's Malka Shemaim as opposed to a formish transmission of Torah.
Yeah, I think that's basically right. Like, so I think on a daily basis, it makes sense to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. And here I admit to being influenced by the Ramban's presentation that, look, every single day we have to serve God because, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know, we would be in the base of Adim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha, Meretz Yisrael, be base of Adim, as Ramban says, Ki Avadayim. So, you know, you have to mention that every single day, that your life, day after day after day after day of Avodas Hashem, isn't a burden, but it's a privilege and an opportunity, because, you know, don't get too big for your britches. Otherwise, your life would have been kotzer ruach, avoda kasha, and avodas parach, you know, and nothing else. And, you know, so that makes sense to me, that zechiras yetzias mitzrayim is really just for the purpose of saying, liyos lachem lelukim. The idea, as Ben Sion's pointing out, that that's really the same, just in an expanded version, the same driver for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think is something of an assumption. Ben Sion says, you know, it could be that this is a very targeted form of Talmud Torah. I've asked you to contemplate that point. I think Ben Sion is, right? Lefi Daito Shaben Aviv Malamdo is the immediate antecedent to Maschol Biknos Misayim B'Shevach. So I certainly think that the Talmud Torah approach is a very resonant one. And so the idea that, you know, the annual mitzvah is just a more acute version of the daily mitzvah, or the twice daily mitzvah, you know, I think that's, you know, that's speculative. It's interesting, but I don't know that one can really dispositively assert that. And I think Ben Sion's alternative has some very promising aspects to it as well, right? That really is a din in Talmud Torah. So this is the Griz's analysis. Really interesting idea, but one, again, that rests on a very important, but you know, fundamentally speaking, an assumption about the nature of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and its relationship to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the issues that I've raised in a different context recently. So, like, if the Griz were really right, I might have said the following. Maybe somebody can intuit this point. You know, sort of like this Havamin of the Taras Kohanim by Shnas HaShmita. Let's see if somebody can derive the halachic analogy. What was the Havamin of the Taras Kohanim? V'haysa Shabbas Ha'aretz Lachem. Go ahead, Levi, I see you signaling. So, well, the Havamin of the Taras Kohanim, we don't pask in this way, but if the Griz were really right, I would have been more compelled by the following Shanas Shabason Tiela Aretz Bernholtz, go ahead.
I'm not sure about that analogy, but maybe you would think that there should be like more aspects of Kabbalah's Malka Shemayim at the Seder?
Maybe. Maybe. Point. Okay, so the Havamina that I was referring to is that in a Shemitah year, right, you don't have to observe Shabbos. The entire, you know, year is a, you know, year of Shabbos Haaretz. So Shabbos Bracious, you know, goes by the wayside. So what analogy am I trying to draw? So Avi, if the Griz are really correct, it's a little hard to...
You're saying that maybe we have no mitzvah zechira on
Leil HaPesach that day? For sure, right? What could be, you know, more illustrative of this point that Sipur is the expanded version of zechira, right? So the daily quotidian version is zechira, but, you know, Sipur should dwarf zechira. And yet, everybody agrees... You know, you may not have to do Kriya Shema Lamita. Lel Shimurim Hu LaHashem. But you do certainly have to say, you know, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So, you know, I'm a little bit, count me amongst the unconverted in this respect. But I really like the idea, you know, in terms of Zechira, I'm a little skeptical in terms of Sipur. Okay, now there's Chassam Sofer that I really love on this line. You know, it's hard to know what to make of it in terms of Pshat and the Gemara, but, you know, the Chassam Sofer, I think, you know, sort of giving voice to one perspective in terms of what might have, at least in theory, animated Shitas Rav. So should we go ahead?
Rav Amar, Mitzchile Ovdi Avodah Zarah, I love Usainu. What do those acronyms stand for?
Nir Lefianias Daiti.
Nir Lefianias Daiti, De Svirale.
Svirale, right? De In Lehaschil.
In Lehaschil Avadim Ainu, De Akti Avdi Anan, Vela Anilan, Hageula Kabbalas HaTorah, Vim Kain, Matchla Beginas,
right. This is a really interesting idea. And there's all kinds of issues to work out because, you know, you're trying to play out a din d'oraisa. So it's a little bit, you know, it's hard to know exactly how seriously to take this comment of the Chassam Sofer. But what's the idea, Shimi? This is really an amazing idea. Rav is coming along and saying, look.
In Golos, we can't say that, oh, yeah, Hashem, take us out of Mitzrayim. We're not Avadim anymore. Because we are Avadim. So clearly, it can't mean that. It must mean a different type of Avadim.
Right. So it's a little hard to know, you know, the Chassam Sofer is like letting off some steam here, you know, in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Or what he's really saying is that, no. The mitzvah is l'doros, so it has to be something where it really would make sense in all generations. But it's an amazing concept. So I'd like to interpret it as ambitiously as possible for the purposes of our analysis and assume that the Chassam Sofer is really saying that at the d'oraisa level, what Rav thought was that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has this din of maschal b'gnos and Messiah b'shevach, was something that was irreversible. It couldn't be something that would be subject to historical, idiosyncrasy. Just, you know, one generation, yes, and another generation, no. And so the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, Rav thought, you know, lo ahani lan ha-ge'ula, ella, the only thing that we really, you know, irreversibly got out of it was Kabbalah Satorah. Here's this Gemara Masechem some of us were looking at last night, right? That all of the rechush that we took out of Mitzrayim ended up back in Mitzrayim. Because Rechavam, you know, coughed it up to Shishak. And then we got it back, but then, you know, eventually when it came to Tzidkio, so the Bavlam took it from him, and then the Parsim took it from the Kazdim, and the Yevanim took it from the Bavlam, from the Parsim, and the Romans took it from them, and they've got it now. So, you know, in terms of all that rechush, you know, the kaspa, dahava, right? Eitan, we talked about this last night. So, you know, what did that really do for us? You know, okay, you could say it's ganas l'tzadikim l'asid lavo, but all of that, you know, whatever the abdus of Mitzrayim was, so we had that many times over throughout Jewish history in different forms. Right, we knew Avodas Parach in many different generations. So it can't really be that the Maschal B'Gnos, the Messiah B'Shevach, is, you know, the physical national liberation of the Jewish people, because that's always been, you know, he's borrowing here from the Gemara about why we wouldn't say Hallel, you know, on Purim, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, but he says that's not a uniquely Purim phenomenon, but just a Jewish historical phenomenon. So rather, if there's anything lasting to give Shevach about, it would be that which is really irreversible in our status, Kabbalah Satorah. So what you have then, according to Chassam Sofer, right, is a much sharper critique of Shmuel's position, right? Nothing to do with the Ritva and the Abu Dram, but that Rav would basically be saying to Shmuel, what Shevach is that? What Shevach is that? So he took us out of Egypt, and now what? Now we're, you know, sovereign in our land with the Beis HaMikdash? Where the majority of Jewish history hasn't been that way. Somebody like sort of living off this nostalgic glory? Why would that be so impressive? How would that serve the purposes of Maschal B'Gnos and Messiah B'Shevach? So rather, it's gotta be, Rav is saying, something that's, you know, inalienable, unalterable, fundamental, which could only be Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah Hayav Oseinu Ve'achshav Kirvanu Amakom LaVodasa. Now, you know, there's a little bit of an Elameata to that. So what would the Elameata be? If you were Shmuel, Eitan?
Why would we say it at all, even according to Rav?
Well, I mean, why would we say what? Mitzchilo of Avodah Zarah, or?
No, why would we say Avodah Ma'inu?
Maybe you wouldn't.
Well, doesn't the Chasam Sofer say that we just don't start with it?
When he says Val Karchach Maschal Bignus Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, he's just saying Maschilim Bignus and Messiah B'Shevach, not that you do both.
But I think the first line to Ein LaHaskel Avadim Hayinu.
Right. Why would you start there? I think you're reading.
You eventually get there.
I don't think so. It's just quoting the din of the Mishnah Maschal Bignus and Messiah B'Shevach. I think you're reading it too much in light of the Ritva and the Abu Dram. You've been Abu Drahmed. I don't think that's... I think he's saying there's a really frontal machlokas here. But I do think there's an elameata to his position. Avi?
Not all of us, but some of us, I guess we could say Akati of the Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. I don't think Jewish history hasn't been exactly an uninterrupted stream, you know, of Avodas Hashem. You know, especially, you know, if you want to go back to Sefer Melachim and, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi. Did you guys learn that last year? This year? You're learning Eliyahu?
This year,
okay, so you know all about Eliyahu, right? Malacha po Eliyahu, what does he say? You know, Vayivaser Anochi Levadi. The man is completely by himself. Nobody else is serving God.
7,000.
What's that?
7,000.
And it's not the only time, right? So, you know, the idea that, like, okay, I totally agree that, you know, Kabbalah Satorah was irreversible. Like, we're, you know, Mechuyavim. But, I don't know. Halavai. You know, that in every generation, and in fact, you know, the Torah talks about this, you know, Vayishman Yishru and Vayivat, you know, Batzar Lechom, Tzaucha Kol Advarim Ha'ela, V'Shavtar Hashem Elokecha, V'Shamata V'Kolo, right, V'Kashta Mishamish Hashem Elokecha, Matzasa, Ki Sidrashenu V'Chol V'Avcha V'Chol Navshecha, right, that we really will be, you know, V'No Shantem Ba'aretz, V'Yishchatem V'Asisem Pesel, Tumunas Kol, V'Asisem Hara, so, you know, I think Shmuel would have a response to Rav if that were really true. It's not like you can say that, you know, it was this linear process of Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah Yavoseinu, and as soon as we got out of Egypt, you know, we never looked back. I mean, these are hard things to talk about, but especially if you want to be like sort of like very Korban Pesach focused. So the Korban Pesach, you know, which was such a glorious moment, in all seriousness. So, you know, how long did that last for? Right, Levi's holding up the sign, right? There was Pesach Mitzrayim, there was one Pesach in the Midbar, right? And then, you know, crickets. So, you know, until the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. And then again, you know, if you read, you go back to Sefer Melachim, the Haftorah that I love, right? The Haftorah of Yoshiyahu, right? That second day of Yantif, Baruch Hashem for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, I like all the haters out there, the extra Haftoros. So, you know, the Pesach of Yoshiyahu, which talks about that they didn't have a Pesach like that since the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. So, again, it doesn't sound like Rav would have so much. If the Chassam Sofer is correct, so Rav's got a lot to answer for in his own way. Avi, go ahead.
And I feel like the Chassam Sofer's comment here really doesn't work well with the Gemara's din of Chayav Adam Liros Atzman, especially the Rambam's din of Chayav Adam Liros Atzman, Kiru Atzman, the Mishu Mitzrayim.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I really identify with that comment, but go ahead.
Yeah, because the din is not, it's not whether, it doesn't matter whether we feel the gula now or the tzitzis are now. It's it matters about what our state on Leil HaSeder should be like. It doesn't matter. It's a whole different experience once we have the mitzvah in front of us.
Totally agree. And I always think that, like, the halach manya is the best evidence against, you know, this kind of an idea, right? We're acknowledging the fact that, you know, it's not what it should be, but even if it's so, right? Hashta avde l'shana haba b'nei chorin, you know, hashta hacha l'shana haba b'ara de Yisrael, to, you know, put us in the proper frame of mind of osanu hotzi misham. So we acknowledge reality, but, you know, we have this transformative experience of putting us back on the cusp of, you know, what Jewish history is all about is the idea of, you know, me'avdos l'cheros, and we don't have to be so, I guess for lack of a better term, it's like a little, it seems Rav is being a little bit dismissive of, you know, what Yitzias Mitzrayim was, according to this approach. So I totally agree with you, Avi. I think this is something, a radical idea. I'm not even sure, like I said, how seriously the Chassam Sofer, you know, I have to, you know, we have to be machmir on that question, but it's almost a little hard for me to believe that Rav could have been so dismissive of the idea of, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim per se, and the value of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it is out there. Rami, sorry, you were waiting.
It's possible to say that Chassam Sofer is more focused on the consistency and irreversibleness of the Shevach aspect, in which case that would be a response to Shmuel, that it's not about the consistency of the Gnus.
Yeah, and I admitted that. I tried to concede that point. Like, look, Matan Torah really is irreversible, as opposed to, you know, any form of physical liberation is always going to be only as good as, you know, what comes after it. And in our history has been, you know, Nimshala Yisrael Levana. Waxing and waning. You know, we've had our ups and downs for sure. But, you know, obviously your point is really very well taken. V'osanu hotzi misham, chayv adam liris atzmo, ki ilu hu yatzim mitzrayim, or hu ba'atzmo. I think it's a very strong indicator that, again, the Chassam Sofer might come back and say, yeah, that's why, you know, in the end of the day, we'll be machriya like Shmuel. But, you know, Rav felt that we should focus on that which was really irreversible about the experience. Now, again, it's slightly in defense of Rav, slightly. You know, the Ramban on HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem definitely comes to mind, you know, as well as, you know, the Gemara Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel, that, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim isn't the end-all and be-all. Like, Yomru Chai Hashem Asher Helas Chamer Tzitzrayim Kim Chai Hashem Asher Helas Chamer Tzafon, right? Like, you know, what's the greatest... Yeah, Levi, go ahead.
No.
Sorry. I was trapped by Mitzafon Tipatach Haral Kol Yoshvei Haaretz. So thank you for extracting me. I think that may be a little bit in Rav's kivun, saying like, okay, you know, We're not going to call it, you know, Chodesh HaRishon. This is the Ramban that I'm alluding to. The Chodesh HaSheni, the Chodesh HaShlishi. It's Nisan, it's Iyar, it's Sivan, right? Because Shivat Zion from Babel is now the real story, you know. And that Machlokes, you know, Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, interpreting the Mishnah Yud Beis, about what will be the status of Yitzias Mitzrayim Limos HaMashiach, it's a good question, right? You know, are we going to completely ignore it? Is it going to be, you know, a Tafel to an Ikar? So that's, you know, part of this discussion as well. And maybe the Chassam Sofer could have a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of something to hang his hat on in that regard. Okay, so that's, you know, a completely different perspective. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Manoach. It happens to be that he makes this comment on the Rambam, but, you know, it's just as well in the Gemara itself. And then maybe we'll just finish today with the perspective of Rav Eliashiv, and then I'll let you guys, you know, take a look at Chitas HaRambam. You know, we'll start laying the groundwork for that. Okay, so Rabbeinu Manoach, Shimi, I think you were reading, so maybe we'll go over, try to share the wealth a little bit, if only there was somebody named Manoach in our class. This is just a strange year that way, nobody named Manoach this year.
Anybody named Aishat Manoach in our year?
Noam, you've just nominated yourself.
Yeah, I agree, Ellie.
Alright, fine. I don't have the source sheet in front of me, so do you mind sharing the screen?
Sure.
Alright, Kasef Harav, it's Arif Lahat Chil Miknos. Chulei Amar Mefarish, Afo Pishalo Hispar Min HaTalmud, Min HaTorah Lamduhu. Masha Amru Be'at Chala Hagno, Michil Av De Avod Zara, Yatsa Lahem Min HaPasuk, Shana Mar, Bait Savenu Hashem La'asot Et Kol HaChukim Ha'ela, Ali Yara, Yatsa Amiklal HaDavar, Shemichila Lo Hayu Yireim, Ke Yu Av De Avod Zara. V'yitzi HaMitzvayim, Ha'chaz Kam Muna Hashem, Pishiro Taladoro, Spiratam Shinoi HaTava V'niflo Sahem,
Yeah. So Noam, maybe just to summarize, distill, and then to process it. So what's Rabbeinu Manoach's idea? Really interesting.
So I think what he's saying is that even though Haskalas, like starting with Gnos, doesn't explain like the reason why Rav says on the Gemara, the reason why is basically based on the Psukim, that it says in the Psukim that Hashem took us out Ali Yirawato, and it says later, I think, I didn't understand, it says Vamar Talib and thought, it doesn't say that you tell your son that Hashem took us out like to fear him, but either way, he's basically saying that when the Torah talks about Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim, it's talking about Hashem taking us out in order to fear him, and that has to do with Rav Shita of starting with Avodah Zarah and ending with Avodah Hashem.
Right, and then, you know, just in terms of the other perspective.
Oh, I don't remember.
No, you're saying it. In other words, just go ahead. You have it.
Maybe that the psukim don't say that.
That in the psukim themselves you have these two. You actually have four different conversations, where the Torah, you know, presents ki yishalcha vincha v'igat levincha. You know, mostly in Parashas Bo. So this is, if you look, you know, you sort of get different impressions as to how this conversation is supposed to go. So now, no, I'm just link it up to what, you know, Ben Sion commented on earlier.
Okay, so I guess, what exactly did Vincian say?
It was unforgettable.
That's unfortunate.
Anybody? So what, it's, Rabbeinu Manoach has an incredible Hayara, which is that the Gemara didn't need to discuss this because it's almost like a Davar Pashut, because it's Mefurash Bikra that these conversations need to happen. These four conversations, right? Ki shalcha vincha. This is where, you know, Chazal came up with a clever idea of Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. right? But really, right? Avi, go ahead again. Yeah. So it's obvious that Rabbeinu Manoach understood the Mishnah in that form. So the fidaito shaben aviv melamdo. So once you understand that it's predicated on this, you know, sipor yitzias mitzrayim talmud Torah nexus, the question is: so which conversation really is the, you know, the dominant one? So for the most part, in Sefer Shmos, I guess as you would expect in the Sefer HaGeula, you know, you're going to have the emphasis on avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, you know, and the idea of, you know, me'avdos l'cheros. Even the Dahavu l'chaspa. But then you have the Va'es Chanan conversation, the Ki Shalcha Vincha Machali Mor, Mahi Dos Achukim Amishpatim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lokenu Eschem, the conversation which is attributed, you know, in the Mechilta to the Chacham, you know, the ultimate, goal of that response, Vosanu Osi Misham, has to do with Eretz Yisrael, Laman Avi Osanu Seis Lanu Esa Aretz, and then Vayitzavenu Lashem, Asosis Kol Achukim Aile, Liyira as Hashem Elokeinu, Latov Lanu, Kolayamim, Lachayosenu, Kayom Hazau, Tzdakatia Lanu, etc. So it really depends, he says, what you think is the, you know, is the critical emphasis on what you want to get across to your kid. That's the genius of that Mechilta, says, well, maybe it depends which kid is asking. You know, that's sort of like the idea of Lefi Daito Shaben Aviv Melamdo, is to say, it's not just, you know, how many Ritvas and Rambans are we going to include, but what is even, like, what is even the goal of the conversation? That's a really interesting idea. It's obvious, the nail on the head. That's really what Rabbeinu Manoach is saying. He's saying, look, Rav and Shmuel had this machlokes. Mascha B'gnosim Messiah B'Shevach is a prat within Lefi Daito Shaben Aviv Melamdo. So you just have a machlokes what the goal of the conversation is. Do we want to focus on the Abdus L'Cheiros? Do we want to focus on L'Yira As Hashem Elokeinu V'Yitzavenu Hashem Asos Es Kol Chukim Ha'ela? Okay, that's Rabbeinu Manoach. Again, putting things much, much more within the framework that Ben Sion have laid out for us. Dehainu, again, the notion that this is all part of the din of Talmud Torah. So Rabbeinu Manoach's very acute observation, he says, look, none of this is mefurash, you know, in the Gemara, but that's only because everybody understood what the starting point was, the psukim themselves. Everybody understood that was the goal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Talmud Torah, the Fidai Tosha Ben Aviv Mlamdo, and the only question was, you know, which conversation should we be trying for? The Avdus L'Cheiros or Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah and Achshav Tzivanu Hashem Laso says Kol Achukim Ha'ela. Very fascinating presentation of the Machlokes. Okay, so one final Heara. Let's take Yaakov Sachs from Rav El Yashiv. I'll just share the screen. So I only have this because they keep on doing just more and more incredible work in the Bar Ilan. So now you can get you know, Rav El Yashiv's, you know, Heyaros on the on Shas. So he's a really interesting comment here. He's basically working within the tradition of the Ritva. Okay, so my bignos.
My big nose, Rav Alar Metchila.
Of the Avodas Gilulim Hayovosenu.
Oh, Shmuel Amar Avadim Hayenu. I'm a Masvirim Bazadia de Hine, de Hine Israel Yatsu in time. Me Bez Shavodin, Ruchanios, me my time Sharetama.
Or there's a Memtesh Sharetama. They were elevated from a degraded spiritual state, you know, Vagashmius, of course, we were also like liberated as well from bondage. So Vinach Rav Shmuel Matzarech Kodim Lahodos, you know. So Nekuda Samachlokes is, you know, what has to go first. He's operating with the tradition of the Ritva that, you know, it's a question of order. Fine. So Rav Savar.
Shmuel Savar she hoel ve'aguv margish yoter as she avod aguv lechach tzarech lehitchil bazeh.
Okay, you know, you can't deny her physicality. Okay, so you know, it's in the guf, not that Shmuel Chas v'Shalom is saying that Gashmius trumps Ruchnius, but the guf is Margish Yoser Ashibur Aguf. You know, so that's sort of like the more obvious or overt one. Okay, fine. V'zeh Hemsheich Hagemara Sheshal Rav Nachman is through Avdo.
Avdei de Mefik Lei Lecheros V'Haimi Le'inyan HaRuchanios Shemitchai B'Mitzos V'Gam Matan Lo Ketzba V'Dehava V'Inu Inyan HaGashmius Asher HaGuf Margish V'Tzarech Lazeh. My body le memar ve ana lo ha eved by le oda lahim le hitchil be inan chirus ve toros aguf shodah shayech le toros aguf lo chichu lazeh.
Okay, so we can't become rayas here. So he thinks he has a lot of rayas for that idea. Fine, the hodah lines with, you know, the guf. Okay, fine. Uli shbuche, that's the ruchnius. Haino ben ina ruchnius. Right, so basically, you know, Rav Eliyashiv is saying it's like, you know, it's just a lab course. They were trying to figure out, you know, Rav and Shmuel, you know, who was right. So they said, we need to, you know, put Chazi Mayam Adavar, let's go get an Eved. Let's try to figure out, you know, what the experience of Chirus. So, you know, obviously, you know, Duravde said there are two dinim, ba'ilo duye lishbuche. But what he really said was that, you know, first you would actually mention the gashmios, and then you would mention the ruchnius. So the chiddush of Rav Yashiv was to say, oh, they're really both in the Gemara itself, and the hachra of Rav Nachman is in the seder of the Gemara. So everybody agreed to the extent, the rimiluniel, and the Ritva and the Abudram, everybody who paid attention to the Gemara itself noted that it was Machria, in some sense like Shmuel. The Chiddush of Eliyashiv is to say, no. But what that Gemara is saying is that there are two dinim and it have to be in this order. Ba'i lo duye l'shbuche. So it's sort of like a clever reading of our Gemara, right? That the, you know, Cheiros Haguf comes before the, you know, Ha'ala'as HaRuach v'hanefesh. So that's a very, you should know it's out there, you know, for what it's worth, that Rav Eliyashiv thought that that piece of the Gemara wasn't just, you know, me'avdus l'cheros, but it contemplated the ruchnius and put it into the backseat. Okay, so just to summarize, you know, what we talked about today, we noted that the Abudram and the Griz really had the same basic problem. The same basic problem is, you know, my Indian Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, what in the world does Mitzchil of the Avodah Zarah have to do with anything? So the Abudram will say, Anachanami. It's an independent din. Me'ashbos Yarim Me'avyon, so you go for the biggest, you know, the biggest Shevach, and that is inevitably. Right, the mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah Yovosein of Achshav Kirvanu Amakom Avodah. So the Chassam Sofer, a certain thing, can identify with that sentiment, you know, by saying, you know, everything else is reversible. That, you know, is irreversible. The Griz will say, same problem, but ultimately, you know, the opposite solution, that Tzibur Yitzias Mitzrayim is just an amplified version of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, as Ani Hashem Bukeichem Asher Tzesis Chem Yitzrayim Yos Lachem Lelokim. So, Lios Lachem Elokim means that, you know, every single day we mention Lios Lachem Elokim for purposes of keeping his mitzvot, like the Ramban would tell you, Mi Beis Avadim Ki Avadayim. And once a year, you know, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim picks up on the same exact theme and ends exactly where it needs to end, Lokachtem Eschem Lila'am, at Har Sinai. We were mefakfik a little bit in that kind of an approach. First of all, why would you still need to do Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Ben Zion's Heara, which is a very important one. Doesn't that kind of strip it from, you know, the sense of Lefi Daito Shel Ben Aviv Melamdo, this very specific experience of Talmud Torah through Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we had our doubts about it, but that was the solution of the Griz to the problem. Avi had some very important tayaros about the Chasam Sofer's approach. Whatever happened to, you know, Chayav Adam Liras Asatzmo, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, we don't evaluate it necessarily in the here and now, but we evaluate it in terms of the opportunity that it created for us. Ve'osanu Hotzi Misham. Rabbeinu Manoach, on the other hand, thinks that it's very, very clear that Maskal B'gnos, the Messiah B'Shevach, is a harchava of the previous din, the Vidaito Shaben Aviv Melamdo, and the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, was a Machlokas basically between what should we emphasize, Sefer Shmos or Sefer Dvarim? Sefer Shmos, in terms of, you know, Avadim Hayinu, you know, Ve'achshav B'nei Chorin, or Sefer Dvarim, Ma'itzavenu Hashem La'sosat Kol Chukim Ha'ila, the Yiras Hashem Elokeinu L'tov Lanu Kol Hayamim, L'chayosenu Ka'yom Hazeh. And that's going to account for the machlokes. Really, Yashiv thought that everybody was within the tradition, you know, or basic tradition of the Ritva, that it's only a question of sequencing, what's going to go first. And he thinks the Rav Nachman story is like the lab experiment. Let's figure out, you know, what it really means to go from Avdus to Cheirus, what's going to come first. He says, oh, you know, the Shibud HaGuf, Ba'i lo duye, and then ba'i li shibuche, you know, hoda'a corresponds to the cheros ha'gof, li shibuche corresponds to the cheros ha'nefesh, so he thinks that, you know, it's an even more precise, targeted reading of the Gemara, in terms of being machria, not just, you know, who is right, but what should come first. That's Revel Yashiv. Okay, Rami, let's just give you the last word here.